Before anyone knew what to call COVID-19, some U.S. politicians, including President Trump and journalists, dubbed it the Chinese virus. Those early labels fit into a long-ignored history of anti-Asian racism in the United States. And many Asian and Pacific Americans fear that people who even look Chinese will continue to be possible targets of racist attacks. Cassandra Basler from member station WSHU reports.
An Asian student got punched in the jaw in Midtown Manhattan in early March. She told the WABC reporter she wanted to remain anonymous as she recalled being attacked by a woman on the street.
I remember exactly what she said. She said, "Where is your mask, you coronavirus bitch?" And right after that, she just punched my chin. So I was really shocked.
It's one of several incidents since the coronavirus spread in the U.S. that prompted investigations of bias attacks. The NYPD arrested two anti-Asian hate crime suspects that same month. One who police say shouted expletives and pushed a father. Another they say yelled anti-Asian comments and kicked a man. 2 days later, at a White House press briefing, ABC reporter Cecilia Vega asked President Donald Trump,
"Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China."
A leaked Republican communications memo outlined a talking point strategy that directed blame for the coronavirus away from the president and towards China. The president was already backpedaling.
There was a tweet where he said, "Don't blame Asian Americans for this."
Rita Pinarens is executive director of the OCA, Asian Pacific American Advocates, in Washington, D.C. That tweet she mentioned from the president drew strong criticism from prominent Asian American journalists. CBS White House correspondent Weijia Jiang tweeted with emphasis that Trump wrote, "Asian Americans need our protection." She noted Trump then tweeted, "They are helping us," as if Asian Americans are not also one of us. Or as Rita Pinarens says,
"There's been a long-standing feeling that we have not been fully accepted as Americans, that we have been perpetually stigmatized as foreign and other."
And Pinarens wants Trump to take action against anti-Asian bias.
"We need to have an executive order forming another task force that looks at this problem across the country."
But she isn't waiting around for that to happen. OCA works with several other nonprofits to collect stories of anti-Asian hate nationwide.
There hadn't been too much activity in hate incidences before COVID-19. And so I think within the last few months, we've certainly seen a spike.
One of their partner groups is Stop Asian American and Pacific Islander Hate. The group tracked these incidents from March through mid-June and counted more than 2,000 in the U.S. They spiked when Trump started to call the pandemic the Chinese virus. Over 800 incidents were reported in California and nearly 300 in New York.
Everything from being taunted by strangers that we have coronavirus to spitting and physical assaults on our elders and our children.
The data show who's been targeted. Pinarens says that helps determine where to focus solutions, like bystander intervention training.
Women were 3 times more likely to have a hate incident than men were. Now, is this because women are more likely to be out doing the grocery shopping or out in the community? You know, is it that people feel that, you know, they're more vulnerable?
She hopes this data fills the gaps, so harassment that falls short of a police hate crime investigation can at least be tracked. It's hard to prove a crime was motivated by bias, and the Department of Justice says more than half of hate crimes don't get solved because they don't get reported.
People aren't always comfortable reporting because they don't know what happens to the data. Also, they're not quite sure what can be done afterwards.
Even if police could do more, would a hate crime survivor feel any safer? Some restaurant workers in New Haven, Connecticut struggle with this. A server at a Lao and Thai eatery called Fuck Het Khao noticed someone shattered her car windshield during her shift in April. Christine Sun is the manager and daughter of the store owner. She says her mother also found a large dent on her car.
My first thought was, I think it had to be because they're Asian. we're the only store on that block that's open right now, and we happen to be an Asian restaurant. They can't classify as a hate crime because they don't have proof, but, you know, it just, it adds up.
The New Haven Independent News reported the vandalism as a possible hate crime. Then supporters on social media raised more than $1,000 to help with car repairs. Still, Sun urges everyone of Asian descent to be hyper aware of their surroundings, especially her mother.
My cousin, who used to manage the restaurant, actually bought her pepper spray for her birthday this past year. So she has that.
Sun says a group of teenagers recently mugged her mother in the parking garage near her restaurant. Whether or not that incident was hate-related, the restaurant workers are scared. They don't like to park on the street, and they keep scanning the storefront windows. For Here and Now, I'm Cassandra Basler.